Great minds are trying to solve the problem of homelessness. Here in Hawaii, we've got some great ideas trickling up. It was quiet as an urban park can be last Saturday when volunteers gathered under a banyan at Kaka'ako Makai Park for the weekly cleanup. Last December, the Hawaii Children's Discovery Center celebrated its 20th anniversary. Laura Yajima says at that point, conditions with homeless dwellings around the center had reached a crisis point. Then something happened.
There was a group of those in the encampments that came and they said, we'd really like to help you by doing some cleanup in the area. They were very sincere and apologetic, too, about the trash and the litter and the graffiti and things in the area.
Our intentions were never, ever, ever, especially here, never to do anything that hindered the kids.
Aura Reyes, homeless until recently, is a certified nurse's aide.
Oh, I would get so mad if I was down here and I'd hear arguing or somebody walking around swearing. I say, that's kids over there. You do it someplace else.
Reyes is a member of Kapo'e o Kaka'ako, a hui of the homeless who've stepped forward this year, attending neighborhood board meetings and reaching out to officials and nearby businesses.
Ever since then, they have been doing a lot of the cleanup in the area, not just around the center, but in general in the park area.
Kapo'e o Kaka'ako is organizing as an alternative community, more like the traditional Hawaiian kauhala system. That was a homestead with separate structures for eating, cooking, sleeping, etc. It's the kind of organization that arose at Pu'uhonua o Waianae homeless encampment there at the boat harbor. Private donors are now moving to acquire land for their kauhala-style village. Back in Kaka'ako, Reyes says some community members began coming around and talking to folks in the area.
Okay. Alani, James, Kathy, they came up to Mother Waldron like beginning of last year, and whoever was out there, come. They just want to talk story. They wanted to find out what was going on with the people. Why were people not leaving? Why were people not accepting the help or going into shelter? What can people do to change things?
Alani Apio, James Koshiba, and Kathy Kawano Ching are with a community group called Hui Aloha, which has been acting as a liaison between Oahu homeless communities. In Kaka'ako, the talk stories created bonds that the homeless say could be the basis for a kauhala-style living alternative in the future if the community can stay together. For now, Yajima says the cleanups have improved conditions for the Children's Discovery Center. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.